This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with naturopathic Dr. Amatma Shah, author of the number one best-selling book, Fertility Secrets, What Your Doctor Didn't Tell You About Baby Making. She is also founder of Holistic Fertility Center that is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dr. Shah, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And certainly our pleasure. Thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what are the reasons for infertility and how common is it?
You know, it's actually more common than most couples imagine. The current rates right now are 1 in 6 couples between the age of 18 and 35 struggle to conceive, and that doesn't even include all of the women that are choosing to wait till later and later in their lives to have a baby. So it affects a lot of people, and often there's so many underlying causes that get ignored. So things like polycystic ovarian syndrome, irregular menses, fibroids, endometriosis, these are all women's health-related conditions that underlie some of the reasons for at least the female infertility. The male infertility is a different aspect, and we can get into that if you like.
I guess that's another topic for another day, but thanks for those details. Now, how do you let go of the guilt of infertility? I know that's probably an issue.
You know, a lot of women experience this guilt or shame around not being able to conceive because we have the idea that our fertility is a reflection of who we are. So generally I say, you know, fertility, having struggles with infertility is not, it's not your fault. It's not like something that you did incorrectly or something that you were born with incorrectly that caused you to have difficulty with this. And let's take that power back. You know, you can really like embrace your body, honor your body, because your body has that innate wisdom to be able to conceive. So it's just about letting yourself embrace it. And if you're struggling with it, instead of the shame and guilt around it, get help. Take action. You know, don't sit and hope that something will change dramatically by doing nothing, but instead be proactive and take action. Get tested as quickly as you can so that you can know what's happening with your fertility and you can do something to shift it.
And that certainly is some sound advice, most helpful. Thanks for that as well. What are some lifestyle challenges that can help one preserve their fertility?
Yeah, so there's quite a few things that you can do lifestyle-wise. The biggest one is probably to stop smoking. If you are a male or a woman, cigarette smoke has been connected to decreased fertility for men and women. So this affects both equally. In terms of other things you can do, reducing the amount of alcohol that you drink, of course, managing stress, because stress has been so connected to fertility and how well your body can respond to the hormones that will help you get pregnant. So that's really super important. And then the last one I would say is making sure that you are moving. So many of us spend our time we spend so much of our time sitting down that we're actually disconnecting our bodies from our pelvis. And this can be true for men too. We, as men and women, we need circulation to our uterus, ovaries, or for men, your testes, to be able to produce good quality eggs for women, good quality sperm for men. And to really like have the blood flow and circulation to be able to carry a child to birth. So when women are, or I say women, but when men and women spend a lot of their day sitting down, it's really taking away the blood flow and circulation that would be going to our pelvis and instead sending it to the brain, which is essentially the opposite direction of where we want it to go. So if you're actively trying to conceive, or even if you just want to preserve your fertility for the future, really making sure that you are spending more of your time standing, moving, and my favorite is dancing. So if you can get into those hips and dance, that will help support your fertility.
How about that? Good stuff there. Today we're speaking with naturopathic Dr. Amatma Shah, author of the number one best-selling book, Fertility Secrets, What Your Doctor Didn't Tell You About Baby Making. She's also the founder of Holistic Fertility Center that is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Fertility and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Amatma Shah, what are some things that you can do to boost your fertility naturally?
Yes, that's a great question. You want to make sure, besides the things that I've already talked about, right? You're reducing your alcohol, managing your stress, you're doing all of these things. But if you want to actively support your fertility, you want to make sure that you are getting lots and lots and lots of antioxidants. Antioxidants are present in fruits and vegetables. We've probably heard this a million times, right? Fruits and vegetables are going to have high amounts of antioxidants, and specifically you want to make sure that you get a variety. So don't get stuck on any one fruit or any one vegetable or really any one particular food, but make sure you're getting a spectrum of colors and variety so you can make sure that you're getting lots of antioxidants. The other thing that I find a lot is that women especially do not drink enough water. And water is one of these things that we absolutely need as a human being, but we especially need for our fertility. So making sure you're getting good, really good quality, pure water that's free of toxins, make sure it doesn't have heavy metals and BPA and fluoride, all of these things that have been connected to be what I call anti-fertility things. So making sure that we get really good quality water, and then sleep. Sleep is probably one of the top things in my book, because supporting good quality sleep, and that's the kind of sleep where you lay down, you fall, it takes you about 10 to 15 minutes maybe to fall asleep, you sleep through the night, and you wake up rested in the morning. That is the most essential part of knowing that you got good quality sleep, is that when you wake up in the morning, you do not need a cup of coffee to get up and get going, but rather you wake up and you feel rested. If you wake up feeling exhausted, let's talk, because good quality sleep is going to intimately connect to the quality of your eggs as well as the quality of sperm.
Now, if you would, get into what are the top five herbs for fertility?
Sure, yes, that's a great question. So probably my number one herb is Vitex. Vitex is a herb that really focuses on balancing your progesterone levels, which are essential for sustaining a healthy pregnancy. It can also help you to rebalance your hormones. So if you have minor hormone imbalances, Vitex will help. My second favorite herb is maca. And maca is essentially a ginseng from South America. So it has similar qualities to ginseng that lots of people have heard about, but it is really great for fertility because it has a specific effect on estrogen and progesterone. There's also a type of maca that is specific for testosterone, so it's more specific for the men. The tricky thing with maca is to make sure that you're getting the right kind for the type of hormone imbalance that you have. So buying maca over the counter in a drugstore or in your Whole Foods is probably not a good idea, because you don't know which strain of maca you're getting, and you can really throw your hormones out of whack. So if you're choosing to take maca, make sure it's the right kind. My third favorite herb is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is an Indian herb, and that one is really great for your thyroid. It's really great for hormone balance, and it's really great for stress. So when you have lots of stress, which, you know, who doesn't, it helps to bring your hormones into balance and create more stability in your hormones. The next one we'll go to is Schizandra berries, and these are the tiniest, most potent tasting berries that I have ever tasted. They are really delicious if you like kind of that soury taste, but in Chinese medicine, they're a Chinese herb. In Chinese medicine, they will really help to bring your nervous system into balance, and they affect, they're called the five flavors. So they affect all of your different flavors, and they're helping to just calm down and tone down your nervous system. And my last favorite herb of all time is white peony. And this one is really great. When used correctly, it's really lovely to help balance or rebalance your hormones that may be out of whack, which may be causing infertility.
Really appreciate those details. That's a breadwinner right there. Lastly, what are the five things one should never consume if they want to have a baby?
Wonderful question. So I get asked this all the time, whether or not one can drink alcohol. So alcohol is on my list of generally do not consume if you're trying to get pregnant, because alcohol has been shown to lower the ability for embryos to implant. So that is the number one. Number two is dairy. And there's lots of debate in the fertility world about whether dairy is good, dairy is bad, what kind of dairy is good, what kind of dairy is better. In general, I think it's best to avoid it. The next is processed foods. Processed foods are really going to cause inflammation and going to cause your immune system to have to work harder, which is generally not a good idea if you're trying to get pregnant. Next, GMOs, genetically modified organisms, I think it is. What does the O stand for? GMO foods are genetically modified, and there are lots of studies that are saying that these foods specifically have an impact on the reproductive system. So when mice are fed these GMO foods, they stop reproducing. So if that's happening in mice, just imagine if we consume these for 20, 25 years, what that's doing to our own fertility. So definitely not a good idea. And the last one is maybe newer in the well, getting on the health wagon, is glyphosates. Glyphosates are basically, the more common name is Roundup, which gets sprayed on so many different foods, but it's most commonly sprayed on wheat. So part of my sense about what's happening is wheat gets sprayed with these glyphosates, which are causing a intense immune reaction in our body. It's making our the intestinal permeability of our gut to be affected in a negative way, which then causes our immune system to overreact, which then causes a pretty bad reaction in terms of how that affects our fertility. So glyphosates, you may have heard of them, you may not, but just watch out for those in terms of what is being put into your body.
Well, certainly have appreciated your time and a lot of great information today on the topic, and I'm sure listeners want to know not only where they could best pick up the book Fertility Secrets, but also where they could get more information on your Holistic Fertility Center there in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Sure, yeah. So the book is available on Amazon. That's the easiest place to get it. And more about my center, I'm located in Berkeley, California. I do treat people locally and also work with people long distance. So we're open to accept, we actually have clients in Australia and China. They come from pretty much all over. So yeah, we're available for you if you are actively trying to conceive and having difficulty, or if you would like support around your hormones.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space. And again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We have been speaking with naturopathic Dr. Amatma Shah, author of the number one best-selling book, Fertility Secrets, What Your Doctor Didn't Tell You About Baby Making. She's also the founder of Holistic Fertility Center that is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. And for further details, visit holisticfertilitycenter.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important, on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.